Last year, commentator Susan Davis was teaching high school, and she recalls one of the burdens of that job, writing letters of recommendation for her college-bound students.
15 letters of recommendation? I could hardly believe it. I taught writing half-time last year, and now I was faced with 15 versions of the hard sell. It's good to be liked, of course, but it's better to be feared. The scary teachers are rarely faced with having to market 15 high school seniors to 15 different colleges and universities. All of these kids are deserving of an outstanding education. I'm fond of each of them, and sure I can come up with something winning to say. But frankly, I haven't been in college for 20 years. I don't know anything about what kind of freshmen colleges are looking for. The intellectual landscape of the Western world has shifted significantly since my own days in the ivory tower. What if computer literacy is more important than a willingness to subvert the dominant paradigm? My husband reminds me that, as with wedding toasts and eulogies, the recommendation letter must be about the student and not about me. But let's face it, what I like about them is all about me. What makes Meg special is that she suffers from all of my adolescent afflictions, insomnia, an obsession with black comedies, the movie Fight Club having replaced my beloved Harold and Maude. She's anxious and perceptive and not yet at home in her body or expansive imagination. The best thing about Andrew is that he's funny. But what that really means is that he makes me laugh. His humor works on me. McLean is the boyfriend I would have wanted in high school. Vulnerable, serious, respectful, and tall. But does that mean he'll knock them dead at Princeton? What I want to say about Bridget is that if I had my way, she'd go to my alma mater. But her parents don't want her all the way across the country. Why did I plead with her to at least apply? Because she's the girl I would have wanted to be in college. Intellectually curious, self-possessed, confident, articulate, and with a funky fashion sense. Maybe she can relive the whole experience for me and get it right. None of these kids has cured cancer or saved someone from a burning building or survived a foreign war. None, as far as I know, has lost a parent or a best friend or a limb or an Olympic gold medal. The truth is, they're just kids. Thoughtful, unjaded, wildly enthusiastic, bright, shiny kids. I have no idea how they will fare in college or beyond. They may ignite the world or save it, or they may simply become hardworking doctors, lawyers, teachers, or TV comedy writers. I can't sum them up with a Zagat rating, but they are our future. So I force my fingers over the keyboard to say just that. Here's the promise of possibility. Take a chance. Snap them up before this special deal ends. It's a steal, a bargain. You won't be sorry.
Susan Davis lives in the Washington, D.C. area.